not that important to me. Some of them say, well, he's a pretty good fellow. He's a jack legs all trades, good at nothing. all of that stuff.
When you were growing up and in school and all, can you remember the teacher telling you anything about Robert E. Lee?
Oh yeah, they said a whole lot about Robert E. Lee. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what rank he was?
Yeah.
Do you remember what rank he was, how far he got in the Army?
He was commanding chief of the Southern Army. I don't know how much he ever went, how far he went in the actual Army, but that's what they made him commanding chief of the Southern Army. Mm-hmm. He had sole control of the Southern Army. Whatever he said went. Mm-hmm. All I know.
Was he a general, do you think?
Yeah, he was a general.
I see.
He was a general in the Army.
I don't know if you've ever, heard of this fellow who advertises Kentucky Fried Chicken. That old fellow with the goatee and the mustache. Have you ever heard of him?
I've heard of him, yeah. I never did pay much attention to him because I can't see to watch television. Uh-huh. Well, what about him?
We were talking about rank, generals and all. It seems like they call him by some rank, don't they?
I don't know.
Something other, Sanders?
I don't know.
Is it Colonel Sanders?
I think I do call him Colonel something other.
Uh-huh. I see. Well, talking about rank, what would you call the man who's in charge of a ship? He'd be the...
Done what?
The man in charge of a ship. He'd be the...
Man that works on a ship?
Well, the guy who's responsible for it.
Oh, the captain?
Yeah, the captain of the ship, I see.
Yeah.
He'd be the captain. Well, what would you call the man who's in charge of the county court? He would be the...
County judge.
County judge. Do you know who the judge here in town is?
Judge Cableton.
Cableton, I see. And, you know, a person who goes to college to study, you'd say that he was a...
College graduate.
Graduate.
If he graduated, if he didn't graduate. Well, he's been to college so many years. Mm-hmm. Oh, such as that.
Been a student?
Yeah.
Or say a woman, you know, who does the boss's typing and looks after his paperwork and all that, she would be a...
stenographer.
I see. Or, you know, a man who's on stage, call him an actor?
Yeah.
Well, what about a woman who does the same thing?
Actress.
Be an actress. Let's see. I want to ask you about the names for a few parts of the body. You know that part of your head above your eyes where you, when you might put your hand when you're tired? What would you call that?
Forehead.
Forehead, yeah. And that, and if it gets too long, you go to the barber and have it cut. You ask him to give you a
shaved haircut. Mm-hmm. I reckon you'd say, all right. Well, that's what you get done when your hair gets too long, go to the barber.
And if you let the hair on your face grow out, you'd say that you were growing a...
whiskers or a beard. Mm-hmm. Always depend on, if you grow it all over your face, you call it whiskers, and you grow it on part of it, it's called a beard.
What do you think about beards on men?
Well, I'm going to tell you something about that. My father wore a beard all the time. I didn't think too much of him. One fall, I went over to East Texas after I got out at home and cooked molasses for a fella over there for about 6 weeks at a syrup mill in Hardin County. Mm-hmm. And while I was over there, I didn't shave. I wore a pretty little black beard and whiskers the year it was off.